Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 29th of August, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. War. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Ambeth. Callers will be welcome. We do ask, of course, that you use proper decorum, language, etc., and also be courteous to any other callers who might be on the call. Thank you, Ella. Oh, slight distortion. Okay. Well, I don't know why, because I do have a better connection now, so that should not be happening. So we ask your indulgence for that. We are in the question and answer mode, which means all the people joining the call will be muted until such time as you wish to speak, and then you send me a signal by phone at star 6, on a computer it's click on the ask question button. And we want to remind you once again that our website is www.pastordan.net, and that's all together with no spaces, Pastor Dan. So, again, we are at that point where there's a lot of news coming in. I've been outside taking care of things 8 hours, and so I've not been able to keep up with the vast amount of news, but I have been contacted by quite a few folks. And it's pretty obvious that we are war. John Kaminsky, Arch, and other folks have put out some really good articles lately. And people are starting to realize that this is an all-out war that we are engaged in. The unfortunate part is that it's a kind of warfare that we're not accustomed to, where the people fighting the war don't have uniforms on typically. They're not fighting with conventional weapons yet. They're using things like propaganda. They're using this medical emergency to hide martial law. They're trying to kill us instead of with bullets. They're trying to do it with serums and other poisons, such as chemtrails, the glyphosate, not glyphosate, but the glycine and the, or the graphene, I'm sorry, graphene in the foods that are showing up. I was recently contacted that some of the bottled water has been tested and found to have contaminants in it. This all gets back to what we talked about when this program started 22 years ago. Oh, excellent. Elka says that Gary is feeling better and he might call in. So, yes, please, later on after this introduction, please have him call in. And, you know, we have a lot of people that are being harmed right now. A lot of innocent people are being harmed. But the unfortunate thing is that many warnings went out, not just on this platform, but over the years there have been many truth tellers trying to warn our people that these nefarious things were going on, and they pretty much got laughed at, okay, me included. We were called conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat wearers, or aluminum foil hat wearers. We were called paranoid, anti-American, blah, blah, blah. And now it's all coming to pass. And many of the people that are contacting me are people who argued with me vehemently for many, many years. So again, I'm not here to try to come across as if I've got all the answers. So for a few of the shills that are out there, the trolls, you know, I pretty much just delete anything you send to me. As soon as I see what kind of content it is, I just delete it. I mean, you can still send it. I really don't care. I'm just letting you know it's not going to do any good because I'm not going to get angry over it. I'm not going to sit here and get all pissed off because some of the stupid-ass things that people say. like that. It's not constructive. It's not uplifting. It's not, you know, it's going to get deleted. I'm just looking at a note. John in Miami is asking about the bottled water. It just so happens that the people that contacted me live up in the on the east side of Florida, up around the middle part of the state. I can't remember the brand, but it starts with a P, I believe. But anyway, it's been around for a long time. A lot of people are drinking it, and there was a report that had come out saying be careful of the bottled water. So this person took the water and had it tested and found out that there is these things in there. Oh, yeah, Ella says here that the vaccine was patented before the pathogen was discovered. This has been a plan. That's why we call it war. See, the enemy has been planning these attacks and the exact sequence, even the different variants that they'll use, pre-planned and is running according to a schedule. Just as the protocols of the learned elders of Zion has been followed for many decades by the Zionists to bring down the world under their control. And to do that, you have to subdue the white man. And so they have done everything they've done practically in my lifetime. My entire life has been witnessing an assault against the white race and particularly the white men. Everything. Okay, so we are the most put upon people walking the earth right now, white males, especially white males who have at least some testosterone left in their body. They are the number one target. You can see it. They're being discriminated against in the workplace. They're being discriminated against in all every manner you can think. Anti-male, especially white men. The hiring practices of these large corporations, which are primarily run by Jews, are discriminating against white guys. Especially, again, white guys with any kind of integrity, intelligence, testosterone. They are the ones who are being targeted above all else. That's why they're being displaced out of the police forces. They've been doing that for decades. They're trying now desperately to get any decent white guys out of the military. Again, communism has been here for a long time. I told you General Benton Parton, P-A-R-T-I-N, Parton from Virginia. He's passed over now, but General Parton told me personally, face-to-face, that the communist threat to this country was real and we should be fighting against it. And that was back in the 1990s. So that was over 20 years ago, almost 25 years ago. And I've done everything I could do to wake up my countrymen as to stage. Some paid attention and some did not. And we are witnessing and we are in the middle of a communist overthrow, not only of the United States, but virtually every white nation on earth. And they got to take us down because once we're down and under control, the rest of the world will fall very easily. Again, they have no respect for the non-white races. They have no respect for women. They're just using you just like they are the non-white men. To go after white males, because we are the Adamic people, his peculiar people, put upon the earth to do his will. And as a consequence of that, we are also the sons of Yah, who are to rise up and take this evil empire and destroy it at the end of the age. And so just as the Jews of the day went after all the boys in Bethlehem, and they murdered over 300 boys from the age of 3 and younger, hoping to stop Messiah coming the first time. They want this second return of our people to be stopped by simply eliminating us or disenfranchising us to the point where we are ineffective. And they're doing a good job of it, but they're not going to win. But we have to be aware that we are in a war, and these people will not stop ever in bringing this war to us and our people. There is no end to this. There is no end to this fake pandemic. There is no end to the pushing for a total vaccination. There is no end to the vaccine passport. They all represent a portion of the mark of the beast. The wearing of the face covering, all of it is 100% pure Book of Revelation, mark of the beast, showing where your loyalties lie, marking Yah's people to stand out from those who have already given their allegiance to the beast system. I mean, it's crystal clear where we're at. So these communists, these Satanists, Bolsheviks, Jews, whatever name you want to apply to them, they are going all out. This is the end of the age. They're going all out. They've got all their chips on the table, and they're making their move. I mean, that's pretty crystal clear. There is no science that supports what's going on right now. There is no medicine that supports what's going on. So you have to look at, again, using Occam's razor, what makes the most sense? What is the most simple and practical answer as to why all this insanity? Well, it's pretty clear. They mean to suppress us and eliminate us so that the only thing left are the people that they can control. And with that, they will control the whole world. They've got the banking system almost to the point where it's all over the earth. They've got everybody complying. They've got most of our people complying by just simply threatening their paychecks or their jobs. Our people have reached that point. They don't know how to feed themselves. They don't know how to grow food. They don't know how to make food. They don't know how to build anything. They don't know how to fix anything. They're completely dependent on the beast system. Now, there's a group within our group who do know how to do things the old-fashioned way, who do have some ingenuity, who will work together. So I believe, anyway, this is the separating of the wheat and the tares portion of Scripture that said that before the great and terrible day that he would do that in the parable of the wheat and the tares. He's not going to root everything up and burn it in the fire until he sees who's bearing good fruit. All right, a good tree bears good fruit. So he's looking for the good fruit. But at the same time, he's checking out everybody else. What kind of fruit do they bear? If it's negative, if it's lies and deception, okay, you're going to get tossed into the fire, which means destroyed, total destruction. I'm getting a note here, so just bear with me. Okay, thank you, Ella. John Kaminsky, I didn't send it out yet, but he, if you go to his website, John Kaminsky, you'll see that latest one there where he's talking about the fact that this is total war. And there's quite a few commentary thing. That's where we, at least we have a remnant of our people who seem to understand that. So again, this late in the age and into this takeover process and taking down of the white race, we're past the point of doing a whole lot of education and even scriptural knowledge, because this is literally in your face. Okay, you don't need to be a Bible scholar to know that this is what's happening to us, that we have an enemy trying to poison us and kill our people, including our children, that we have monsters walking amongst us. Okay, and we have treason within the governments, the various state and federal governments, and even down to the local governments, within the military and within police departments, we have treason. So, again, some people want us to look for a white knight that's going to save the day, and a lot of people are beginning to admit that that's probably not going to happen. It's going to be up to you and me, folks. We are the people of the promises. We are the people that he put here to administer his law and to bring justice to the widows and orphans. to those who are downtrodden, to those who have been abused by this system. So this tyranny and everything that's going on will go on until the righteous men take a stand. And that's the next step. Everything is happening according to Yahweh's plan. Everybody wants to give the Satanists and their plan credibility, but not Yahweh's plan. His plan is just patiently waiting. And we can argue about why would the Father allow so many innocent people to perish and be harmed, but you have to ask yourself, is it really his fault or is it our fault? All right? If you and I, if all the righteous would stand up and stand together and just hold our ground, this would end tomorrow. But instead, we fight. We criticize each other. We send emails and notes and make phone calls. Instead of lifting people up, it's tearing each other down. It's trying to point out minuscule little errors here and there, like the verse that talks about you want to argue about the little speck in your brother's eye while you're completely ignoring the plank that's in your own eye. So we got people doing that all the time who try to make a big deal out of small errors that you might have within your personality or whatever and in your teachings or whatever, and then completely ignoring the fact that they have a great big glaring issue with themselves. It's much like this whole Donald Trump worship that's going on. Everybody wants to worship him, and they're not paying any attention to his negative sides. And he has plenty of negative sides to him. And people just aren't paying attention. They're into the worship of him because they don't want to get involved. They want to hope that somebody big enough and powerful enough is their advocate and going to solve all these problems so they can continue to play their games and enjoy life and never have to get involved, never have to sacrifice anything. That's not the world we live in, folks. That's not what our Father was talking about, why he put Adam kind here on this earth. So as you look around, you see a lot of Antichrist activity, which is anti his covenants, his law, which is the equivalent to sin, right? So it's happening everywhere. People do not consider Yahweh's law about anything. It's just mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling. Again, you don't have to be a believer if you don't want to be, but why would you want to go through life without any kind of rules for proper living that apply to you? Why would you want that? Why do you want a free-for-all? Why do you want to live under man's law that is fickle, arbitrary, runs counter to logic and the benefit of your people? Like right now, the governments of the world are the enemies of the people of this world. Outright enemies. And they're just a minority of people, just a very small minority of people. But again, they're all in league together, the bankers, the corporations, the organized churches, the organized medical institutions, organized education, and organized government. Everything is built on a corporate structure because a corporate structure allows a very few powerful people to control the masses. Whereas Yahweh's law is turned completely upside down from that, where most governance is done at the local level rather than at the top. Keeping everything local. If you look at the laws of Moses and the way Moses set up his structure, it was local government, just like the libertarians say, strong local government, not this dictatorial government from many miles away having so much intrusion into our lives. I mean, look at now, like here in America, you can't hardly buy a piece of land somewhere. First of all, you got to pay tax on it, so you're never an owner. You're just a serf or a renter. Which is against the law, Yahweh's law anyway. And if you want to make improvements or put any kind of a trailer or a camper or something on it, and you decide to live like maybe in a little homemade cabin or something, you've got people coming in saying you can't do that. Well, if you can't put on your land what you want, you don't have liberty, first of all, and you sure as hell don't own your land. Again, these people think they can dictate every facet of our lives. Everything. And the truth of the matter is they don't have the authority. They don't have it. Okay? And guess 1488, you're right. Our souls, the spirit within us, lives forever. We came here and we put on flesh as Yahshua came here and put on flesh too. So when people say, well, how can that be? You know, Yahshua was a man born of a woman, blah, blah, blah. Well, so are you. Your spirit existed before you got here. So how did your spirit end up in that flesh body? You want to tell me? How did that happen? How did the spiritual being evolve in that body? How did that happen? If it wasn't through divine intervention and divine will. And it's the exact same way Messiah, which means the anointed one, came the first time. And the anointed one will return in like manner the second time. It's an anointing. It's what makes up the core of that individual, is 100% of the Father. I got to wonder if anybody's even going to recognize him. It says in the book that it'll be known, but I don't know that that means that everybody will recognize him. I know it says it in terms that makes you think that. But will there actually be? Because even as Messiah walked amongst his disciples, they walked with him for 3.5 years every single day. At least that's what the record says. And yet they still were doubtful, like Thomas and Peter. They had their good moments, but they also had their moments of doubt. And they were walking step by step, side by side. So does that mean then on the second coming, there's going to be those that could be right up next to him or close to him and not even recognize it? You have to wonder, right? Just thoughts that come to the mind. Ella says blonde with blue eyes. Yeah, probably so. The blue eyes especially, but I would think golden hair, because the first coming it was golden hair as well. But we'll see. We'll see. Because he also questioned whether we would have any faith when it comes to that time for the second coming, the end of the age, would there be any faith? And the answer, of course, is that there isn't much amongst our people, especially. There's not a whole lot of faith. They're afraid of everything. Right. 1488, no harm, no foul, buddy. Again, this forum is completely open without censorship. And as adults, every topic under the sun is open for discussion. Every topic. That's why we're here. In the council of many, there is victory. So we can share our thoughts here and discuss them as adults. Because I got news for everybody. If you're looking for a group or an individual that you're going to agree on every single issue, well, I wish you all the luck in the world, because you're not going to find it. No two people walking this earth are going to agree on everything. It's just not going to happen, okay? And we need to take that into account as we develop our relationships with each other and as brethren. That's why the scripture in Proverbs, when it talks about the things that our Heavenly Father abhors, which means dislikes greatly, one of the things that is top of the list of what he hates is anybody who causes discord amongst the brethren. Okay? So of all the things he could hate, like you didn't interpret the Aramaic or the Greek or ancient Hebrew correctly, or you don't have my feast days right, or you're not celebrating the feast days correctly, etc., etc., he chose as the thing he abhors the most was those that could cause discord amongst the brethren, because we're supposed to be in harmony with one another. Means we're supposed to be able to tolerate things amongst each other, including the fact that we don't necessarily agree on everything. Okay, we are supposed to be able to take that in stride and continue to work together as a family. And we've abandoned that. Like I said, we don't get very many compliments from each other. We don't lift each other up. Instead, everybody wants to send a negative comment. I guess somehow people with low self-esteem can only feel better when they're putting somebody else down. That's the way I look at that. Instead of looking at themselves in the mirror and trying to figure out what they can do to improve themselves, they get a high or a feeling of entitlement or boosting of their self-esteem by putting other people down, making fun of them or making disparaging comments, etc. And that's really a sign of extreme low self-esteem by the people that are doing it. So again, we got a lot of issues going on right now in the world. And so this is going to call on our ability to work together as a team more and more every day. And the good news is that that is happening in some of the circles that I'm aware of. I'm getting calls almost every day from many of my friends and relatives that for years were outliers and did not want to be involved with what's going on, and now all of a sudden their eyes are opening. I got a recent communication from somebody very close to the family who I thought was lost forever. I mean, this guy was a stoner, atheist, evolutionist, etc. And all of a sudden, he's talking spiritualists. He's talking, this is good versus evil. He's talking, we need to stand and fight this. It's now or never. And amen. That's right where we're at. It is now or never. So make up your mind. I've got tons of people saying, what are you going to do if they come to jab you? What are you going to do if they try to stick that poison in you? And the only answer I can think of a sane person would have is, it will be over my dead body. That's the only answer that makes sense. I don't know that that's going to actually happen, that they're going to come door to door. I don't know if the local police and military here are traitors and will go along with this communist agenda. I don't know that. The only thing I have any control over whatsoever is my response to any kind of pressure. And as far as giving up any more of my freedoms or my Second Amendment rights, I would say again, that's a hill I'm willing to die on. If it comes to my freedom of not putting a substance in my body that potentially has great harm, potentially will create great harm, that again is a hill that I will die on. I mean, it's not that hard to come up with. And again, we've talked about the fact that so many people are afraid. They're driven by fear on everything, fear of their job, their pension, their goodies, their bonuses, and ultimately fear of death, which is ludicrous. Again, it's ludicrous because death is part of life. It's not to be avoided at all costs. It's never to be avoided at the cost of your credentials, your character, your integrity. Quite the contrary. Even if you don't want to believe in the Father above and your eternal soul, if you don't want to believe in that, fine. But what does your legacy then say about you? What do your friends and relatives say about you once you're gone? What kind of a impression will you leave upon them? What kind of a mark upon the earth will you have made with your life if you're constantly backing up, if you don't ever take a stand? What are they going to say when you're gone? Now, the good news is, those of us that know better, we know the Father exists. We also know that we're not going to perish once this body dies, because this body's corruptible. It wasn't meant to be forever. And we go from here to the other side and pick up things over there. Whatever form it takes, I really don't care. I don't think you should care either. Just knowing it exists should be enough. Knowing that you're on the right side should be enough. Why do you need every little minuscule detail of things? It just boggles my mind what people waste their time on instead of looking into the things that we should. So once again, many platforms are talking about the fact that we have a worldwide genocide going on by these globalists, these elitists, under the banner of global Zionism, Judaism. That's at the head. That's the head of the beast right there. And then all their lapdogs and agencies that do their bidding. But they are making war against you and I, ladies and gentlemen. They're making war against the God of this world, the God that owns this world. It's his plan. You're part of his plan. It's time you understand that. So we need to take back control. We, being righteous Adamic men, we were supposed to be in control so that justice and peace and prosperity would come to the world. The entire world. Because we are his administrators. And we gave up that control. We allowed usurpers to come in and convince us that we didn't have a right to be in control. They started teaching affirmative action and all that garbage. So that now we have reverse discrimination against the white man, and he is being disenfranchised by all of these non-whites and females that have been given authority. I mean, look at the world in just a short period of time that went with almost no women in world government, world banking, to where now everywhere you turn, it's either a woman or an effeminate man. And by the way, in the scriptures, particularly 2 Thessalonians, when the Greek word that was interpreted like weak-willed women, okay, weak-willed women, that term in the Greek applied to females and effeminate men. So in the English, it doesn't translate well, because even though it says weak-willed women, a English speaker reading those verses would think it the verse was talking about females only, but it's also talking about effeminate men. So once again, why? You know, a lot of people today say, well, no, God created the English translations. Really? That's funny, because as late as the 17th century in America, in the colonies, Mary College was a seminary for preachers and pastors. And William to be able to be accepted as a freshman at William & Mary, you had to be able to read, write, speak, and debate in Greek, not Hebrew, and not even Aramaic. Greek. Because, once again, the most reliable manuscripts that we have today are in the Greek language. Now, there may be some manuscripts that have been hidden from us, and hopefully Yahweh is going to release a lot of material that was destroyed or purported to be destroyed at Alexandria and at other times in history where, quote, historical documents disappeared or were destroyed, but really what they were is stolen and they've been hidden. So hopefully all that stuff will come out here in the very near future, and we're going to get a much different picture of historicity than what we have today. So once again, we have to rely on empirical, stop this constant fighting over things that happened in the past and constant fighting over what we think the future will be. And start looking around us and looking at the empirical evidence of where we are and what our situation is. Because this is a war against you and I. And the sooner we realize that, and the sooner we start making preparations and mentally be prepared for defense, it becomes paramount that we do that. Okay? So let's make sure every one of us knows and tells everybody that we love and hold dear that you are now engaged in warfare. So you can't think like Americans did for many decades up to March of 2020. Okay? Those days are gone, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, but they are. The lackadaisical attitude we had, the looking the other way while our government was murdering and destroying the world in the name of freedom and democracy, when in actuality they were just simply the fist of the New World Order, beating countries up and beating them into submission to the New World Order. The Bolshevik, Zionist, Talmudic Jews. So now the Jews have openly declared war on mankind. And they are hoping and praying that we will acquiesce and get in line as they use their dictatorial control over world finance to force us to do things that are even against our own personal health and well-being, but also as a family, a racial family upon the earth. And again, isn't it odd that anytime white people want to support their own race and enforce our laws and to look after the survival of our people, when we do that, we're racists. We're terrible, terrible racists, which is implying that we hate the other people. But if you're black, brown, yellow, whatever, or Jew, you can denigrate the white race all you want. You can promote your people all you want. And not one word in the Jewish-controlled media that you're racist for saying it. So it's pretty easy to tell who the victims, who the targets are in this war of genocide. It's you and me and our children and our grandchildren. So just wanted to make that clear. And again, because of some things that are going on and whatnot, I'm under the gun a little bit and under the weather a little bit. The details of that, of course, I don't need to go into, but just going to keep it a little bit on the short side today unless somebody has something they want to report. I wanted to read real quick here the 23rd Psalm, a psalm by David, as far as we know. The experts say, the 23rd Psalm. Shepherd. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow, and I will dwell in Yahweh's house forever. Hallelujah. We got a caller. We got, apparently it's Gary. We'll see here if I can get the software to pay attention to what I wanted to do. Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Ah, there you are. How you feeling, buddy?
Okay. How about yourself?
I'm hanging.
Anyway.
In there. What's new in your world?
I went to watch Larry Elder last night, and it was pretty common. He's up there telling us how, of course, they've elevated a little bit now, how the black race has been this and that. And the thing that caught me was he was telling us how the black race, of course, his dad was mean to him, and things didn't mention mom, didn't mention any of that stuff, just his dad and the family behind that. I'm sitting there waiting for him to talk about the white family. You know, most of your white family is the women since probably the 60s. The women would be divorcing the husband and taking his stuff, including his children, and making them go through living hell. He never talked about that. He did talk about the black family and the black family only.
Right.
So I'm sitting there waiting for him to bust into the white family. He never did. All he was doing was building up the black family and what they've gone through and how they've been treated. And he never mentioned that the white family was treating them anyway. It's all about how they were mistreated by their own.
So right.
This is what you're going to get from the blacks from now on. What's that comedian from Florida? I can't remember his name. He was a
comedian?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Who is that guy, honey?
Nathan.
Huh? Nathan some. Anyway.
Who?
Nathan?
That's what I don't know who it is.
Anyway, he's from Florida, and he's funny. And both of these guys together did nothing but down the blacks for what they've done. And nothing about the whites. Nothing.
Right.
So, this is what you're going to get out of all these guys. Especially the guy that's now running for governor of California. I'm sitting there listening to all this stuff, and I'm going, and all these people in the white audience, oh, yeah, yay, yay. You know how the whites can be. Just as dumb as stumps. They can't see anything. So I thought I had an opportunity to share that with you. So I wanted to hear what you had to say about that situation.
Well, again, it's why we, and I've been saying it for so long, it just amazes me sometimes. But
just a black guy.
It's why the book of Deuteronomy and Leviticus talk about the fact that Israelites, who are, that's us, the why it says that you do not allow racial aliens to have political power, leadership roles within our communities, because they are going to push an agenda that's alien and at difference to our people's interests. So when America was white and run by white men, it was a much better nation on its way up in every category. And now that the white man has stepped back and allowed others to take almost complete control, the country no longer represents how we started out. It's a complete nightmare. And this guy running, he's running for governor, if I remember right, in California, yeah. It's just another in a long line of traitors looking to get into Sacramento in the state capital to run this dying corpse of a republic. Fordham, but you got to remember, we don't elect anybody anymore. That's been proven. Now, people have written books about it for years and years and years that elections are rigged, even before computers came out. But since computers came out, they are 100% rigged. So it really doesn't matter what these campaigners like Elders are talking about. And it really doesn't matter how many paid actors they put in the audience to sit there and act like the people support this clown. It's obvious that the powers that be want to put this guy in there for Newsom when the people are so pissed off they're finally going to get rid of that Jew. So they're going to put somebody else who's anti-white in there, and he'll do whatever his masters tell him. Okay? And that's our problem, because the white man, again, has stepped back and given up control of his own nation and his own place in the world to be the administrators of God's law, which brings peace and tranquility, justice, and everything else to the world. And we're just not doing it. We're spending all our time and money arguing and fighting with each other. It's quite remarkable. While the enemy is bashing our doors down with all this massive non-white immigration that's been going on for a long time, so we now have a standing army within our borders that your governments have allowed to happen. So now we have this non-white army of men ready to do battle and war with us in our own lands. Treason. The gates to our city, so to speak, have been left wide open by, again, treason. Much like when the Boers came into Spain, I can't remember the name of the city, and it fell because the Jews inside the city conspired to leave the gates, certain gates open so that the Moors could have easy access to the city. So the treason has been going on for a very long time, and at the root, it's the same people, just like here in America today. It's why the Founding Fathers didn't want that group of people allowed to get off the boats in the colonies. They did not want them coming from Europe over here because they had contaminated Europe and every other place of the world, and now they were going to come to the New World and contaminate it. So we got the same age-old problem going on and on and on. So we just, you know, we've been trying to wake everybody up. I think a lot of people are starting to wake up, but is it enough? Only time will tell.
You know, as I'm listening to this guy, I listened to the other guy. Like I just mentioned his name. And he was funny. He was telling how the blacks did this, the blacks did that. And then after he was done and he sat down, what he did is he prepped the way for the other guy. And the Jew was in this thing all the way. And the Jew's going to run the show again. They're the ones behind the scenes. I don't know if we'll wake up or not. Woke up for years, so why would we do any different? Even though we are of the family of Jesus, does it make any difference? You're like,
right.
Lay down and rest.
Well, the commission that each of us was given is to do the best we can and fight as hard as we can for as long as we can. That's all. Love the Father above and his commandments and do no harm. So if you love the Father, you're going to accept his rules and regulations and try to live by them. And the sum of Yahweh's law can be put together in a statement of do no harm. Do not harm your neighbor. Do not harm your children. Do not put poisons in people's bodies. Do not harm the environment, your air, your water, your food supply. Do not harm the animals. Do not torture them or mistreat them. Same thing with the vegetation, the trees and the orchards, etc. We're not to do harm. And now today, in the name of making money, we commit all manner of atrocities against everything, including mankind, at every level. So that's showing the power that Satan's children have in their circles of influence.
Well, I think we're going to have a black governor in California.
Yeah, probably so. It does seem like the manipulators want this guy in there. They're certainly not going to let a pure white Anglo-Saxon male with testosterone and a knowledge of who's who in the zoo. They're not going to let him anywhere near there. It's going to get down to where our people have to realize that there is no political solutions. Okay? There are none. And this is going to come down to force. It always does. Grips with that. But it always comes down to that. It's going to be force. It's just a question of whose rules and force are you going to allow to win? Whose force and those yielding or not yielding, but applying the force, who's it going to be? Our guys or the enemy? But force is coming on the earth. It's in their hands right now. They're forcing people to do things against their will and against their own better judgment and their own health. That's here right now. That's happening right now. People are losing their lives. Every person I know has somebody in their close circle of family and friends who has been, at the very minimum, damaged by these experimental serums. or outright killed. Children who have been abused by these culprits. It's unbelievable. Go ahead, Gary. I didn't hear what you said.
I've never seen such an exposition of giveaway as I did last night.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people are, oh, yeah, the black man deserves a role in this thing. We've shit on him for years. And, you know, they don't know what they're doing.
Well, again, everything today is a stage production, so we can't take anything we're seeing or hearing about today seriously. All right? They're putting a stooge up there. This Larry guy is a stooge. He'll do whatever they tell him to do. All of the people that are cheering him on and everything else, probably a large percentage of them are actors or they're paid performers to go out there and get the other people to join in with them. So not every single person is a bad actor or somebody out there with George Soros money in his pocket, but they sprinkle them through a crowd just like they sprinkled themselves through the crowd the day Christ was put up before the public, and they could choose between him and Barabbas. So they whipped the crowd up to shout Barabbas and to crucify Christ. Well, the same thing's happening today. So all of these political rallies are staged, just like the January 6th thing in Washington, D.C. It's all staged. All this stuff is staged. There's no legitimate force of nature going on or a spontaneous reaction by a crowd of innocent people. They're just out there to express their true feelings. That's not what's happening. Every major event is a staged one and a false flag, every one of them. And that's how come you know Donald Trump is not a good guy by any stretch of the imagination. What happened on the January 6th is a complete charade and a travesty. And the fact that he doesn't do a damn thing to bring out the truth of the Las Vegas shooting. He didn't do a damn thing to get the truth out about 9/11. He's promoting this serum and even bragging about part of it. And people say, well, he's just playing 5D chess. Excuse me. If his actions caused one innocent person to die and one guilty person to avoid being prosecuted for their crimes, then he's a traitor. He's not a good guy going to come charging in and save the day. What the hell's wrong with people? I don't understand what the hell they're thinking. A righteous man is going to be righteous all the time. They're not going to sit here playing 5D chess. And you got people saying, well, this is a military operation. Well, then declare war and pick the military leaders. And, of course, if it's a military action, you don't expose your plans to the enemy, but you make it clear who the combatants are. You put on a uniform and you have flags to identify who's who. If it's a legitimate, righteous war, you don't play games. You don't say, well, Q says this and QAnon says that and all other bullshit. You just do everything plain, simple, out in the open so everybody can see. Plainly identify who you are and who the enemy is. That's the way it should be done. That's the way we do it here and all the listeners of this program. We don't play games. We don't play head games. You speak plainly and clearly, and you stand your ground based on the principles that you have. That's it.
Pastor Elka wants to say something.
Go ahead, Elka.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to, somebody posted something regarding the Juden. That's really correct, because they showed a movie, and the Epoch Times has all about communism. And I watched some of the Europa that someone sent, I think you did, and they mentioned the Juden a lot. And I'm not sure, I don't even know who to forward it to. I have a couple of friends who already know about it, but I don't know if they can really stomach that, because it's pretty brutal what they are doing, and they don't mention it. The Epoch Times does concentrate on the communists, not so much. They kind of mix it together, the German nationalists or fascists.
What?
And they mix it together, the fascists and communists, a lot of times when they talk about communism. But the Epoch Times, they talk about communists and Bolsheviks, but they never name the real face behind it. And I just wonder if it's too late to I tried with the Judeos, but they just don't get it. And that's hard to tell them, because it's like a whole history. I don't know if it's still it's too late to educate them, but right now people actually are looking for and trying to find answers, and they're like sponges. And I just sit there, because I already found the answer and the solution. The solution Yahweh put in our heart, soul, and mind. And to worship Him first, and then to be good to our neighbors. And that's basically, if you live by that principle, you can survive somehow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pull together. And there is this assembly, this California assembly, and they have assembled in every state. I just urge everybody to check it out and see, because they are a peaceful assembly, and they get out of the system totally, and claim their real status, and claim openly that their only sovereignty is Yahweh, or their creator. They refer to Yahweh as creator sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That's where I like to be with these people. And there, one was on Charlie Ward, and you can see the spirit in her and how happy she is just knowing where she stands in this society. And she says, we don't care about what they are doing, and maybe even know who they are. We stand and we build our own society. We crystallize ourselves out of this beast system and create our own society. And that's what this is all about. And I'm excited to be part of that. And when they get stopped or so, you do have papers, but they run it, and they get into the United States of America unincorporated, this way they can't do anything. You are a sovereign or a national or whatever you want to call yourself on the land, and I think that's the meaning of Eretz in the Bible. Yahweh protects you when you're on the land, and you defend that land, and you have standing, and you don't need to go to the corporate system and get licenses and all that stuff. And the police runs it.
Yep.
You have to ask for the supervisors, and they usually let you go, because I have a friend in that movement, and she was they are after her. And she's a Czech, originally, and she always says the Nazis came and drove them out or so, which is not 100% true, because I have relatives who lived in that area, which was German, and Hitler wanted to liberate that area that was taken away because of the Versailles Treaty, and he was concerned about his people. So the communists moved into it, Czechoslovakia, and his war was mainly about liberating Europe from these communists and Bolsheviks. And my cousin's husband said his relatives, they just came out of the house and they were shot. And I'm pretty sure those weren't National Socialists. Nazi, I use Nazi as a term for the Jews because they originated that Jew, that word. So they use it. And
right.
I just substituted
right.
in my head, oh, they talking about, you know, who. So that's, but I couldn't convince her that the communists took over, and she grew up in that system. And she is not a Christian as such, but she does worship. And I just wanted to kind of find out, and I don't have the answer for that. Maybe you guys know. When our founders came over, if they had a sense where they stand under the sovereignty of their creator, or if they all the founders, always referred to their creator as Jesus Christ, and their understanding of that, because I'm pretty sure our founders knew exactly where they stand, and there was only a window before the corporate system took over. And so we have been under this system for a long, long time. So because here they come. I have a movie in 16-something. They came already from Brazil and settled down in New Amsterdam, New Amsterdam, which is New York, I guess. And they had the gallows built. And it's a movie by them. They put it out, the Jews. And it's kind of a treasure for me to that, because they do tell on them. They do tell on them, and we have to just listen what they say. And there's so many quotes, as you know. So anyway, I don't want to keep you long. If somebody maybe has some documents or so about how the different forefathers thought about that.
Right. Well, they of course proclaimed themselves free and sovereign men upon the land, and they owed only their allegiance to Yeshua HaMashiach, and they made that very clear. In fact, they named the coming here and all to be the main reason was for the expanding of the kingdom and the carrying that message about our people and our Savior with them. And so they were of that mindset, and they left Europe to leave this totalitarianism and authoritarianism that is so prevalent through Europe at the time, because they'd already fallen sway to the machinations of the Jews. And so they wanted to come here for religious freedom and just basic liberty and freedom away from those criminals in Europe. So they would understand that. And we were built upon that idea. And again, when the man-made rules put a box around you that our Heavenly Father did not create, nor did he allow, then we have every right as sovereign men and women upon the land to disavow any allegiance to that satanic system and proclaim our rights as free men and women upon the land, free Adamites upon the land, who already have a king, already have a judge, already have a lawgiver. And that's our Heavenly Father. He is all three of those. Man-made institutions have no jurisdiction over our Father. And it's quite clear when you read William Blackstone's commentaries, because even in Europe and in the colonies, William Blackstone was recognized as one of the greatest jurists of all time. And William Blackstone said unequivocally, that any law that is created at any level that abrogates God's law, then that law is of no effect, meaning it has no validity, it has no power, it has no authority. So again, reinforcing the idea that is what our founding fathers believed and we are to believe, it reinforces the idea that God is the author of what's right and wrong. He decides. His law is paramount. And anybody who holds up man's law as being paramount, especially when it goes against God's law, then that man is a blasphemer and a traitor. He is committing crimes against humanity because mankind is to live in peace and harmony in this world under God's law. And so any man or group of men promoting something other than that are of the Antichrist. And anybody who supports those people will suffer the punishment as written, just as the perpetrators, the organizers, and the financiers of this world communist takeover, every single person in or out of uniform who supports that will be counted as a traitor to mankind and treated and dealt with accordingly. Because, again, this is open warfare. We have reached that point. This is war to the very end. This is war with no other outcome other than we win or they win. So we need to get our heads wrapped around that and realize that this war must be won, and we have to think about the fact that we have to do whatever it takes to win this war, whatever it takes. So that means giving up this whole notion, again, that the world is going to go back to what it was prior to March of 2020. That's not going to happen. So the idea that you can play computer games and goof off between now and Judgment Day is ludicrous, because you're not going to be able to do that. We have to win this war, and we have to start thinking like warriors. Anything else, Elka?
No, you summarized that really well. So
okay, you're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate your input, and you summarized that really well for us. So I just say Yahweh bless and have a wonderful week, and be in peace.
Very good. You too. And it's good to hear from Gary. So you guys keep taking care, all right?
Yes.
All right. Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me check the queue here real quick. And I think we're, there we go. Again, I don't have expensive studio software and equipment, so we got to deal with what we got here. All right, very good. And I don't see any other callers, so we can go ahead and wrap it up for today. Yeah, it's been over an hour, so. Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share as brothers and sisters across this world. We know there's a lot of perilous things going on, a lot of crimes against mankind, crimes against each other and against you, Father. People are at open warfare, not only for your Adamic sons and daughters, but against you and your position of authority and ruler over this world. The Antichrist and their forces are attempting to turn this world into pure hell, to make it their kingdom, and to destroy us and any earth. They will not win in this effort, but they will take a lot of innocent people down. They will take a lot of those who are not paying attention, just as this medical fake emergency is being used to orchestrate martial law it is also doing great damage and killing many people because they have literally worshipped the beast. Now, a lot of people say, well, they weren't properly informed or they didn't have it. Tell you something. There is more than enough evidence that if you were a discerning soul who loved the truth above all things, you would never have put this in your body, nor would you have gone along with the dirty diaper programs. You would not have subjected your children to public schools and their idiocy. You would have done what it takes to pull yourself and your family out of worshiping the beast. Those are not my words. They come right out of Scripture. They come right out of what the Father told the prophets. When you give your loyalty and allegiance to the beast will tear you asunder. And again, there was plenty of warning, plenty of evidence. So the people that went along with this asked for it. Nobody put a gun to their head. Nobody stood over them with a machete. Nobody had a spear poking them in the rib cage. They did it willfully, simply because of their fear, their ignorance, or their materialism, loving this world and the things of this world more than the truth. Again, Yahweh said, I'm going to separate the wheat from the chaff. And it's hard for us sometimes to accept that. But that's exactly what's going on. So, Father, again, thank you for lifting up the ones that you have. We ask that you would continue to bless them. Give them peace of mind. Give them a strong spirit to stand against the wiles of the devil. Give them clear vision to see through all the misinformation and the games being played. The world is literally a stage right now with this whole sick, demented thing being played out in front of us. Help our people to break free of the addiction of television, the addiction of technology, the addiction of fear. Come out of all that and worship you above all things, and each other, lift each other up as a family. Though we may not be perfect, we can be perfect in our love of you and each other, and go forward as best we can. So walk with us, guide us, forgive us our sins, and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we do ask and pray. Hallelujah.